Jesus said, He came to serve, not to be served, which is something that we all should do. And one of the things when he said that he meant is that when you serve, don't look to be compensated for it, because then you're not doing it out of your heart. Because when you do things out of heart, you feel a true gratification for what you did. But there are others who feel that, well, if I serve, shouldn't I be, you know, recompensed for what I did? It's only fair. I didn't have to do it. You know, I'm acting as a Christian. But a true Christian doesn't look for compensation. They do things freely. And by doing that freely, God rewards them for that, because they are doing it out of their hearts. We have to look at that. Jesus served. When he went out and healed someone, he didn't tell them, okay, you owe me now. You know, he didn't say that. When he took somebody, the evil spirit out of them, he didn't tell them, well, if you don't follow me, I'm going to send them right back. No. He planted the seed of faith in them and let them decide what they're going to do. But he didn't expect to get recompensated back for what he did. And neither should we. We should be all be serving God, for example, through his church. There are many ministries and groups here in the church that we can take part of. Here serving at the altar as Eucharistic minister or as lector, or for young kids as altar servers. You know, they have the prayer groups. And also they have, like, for instance, today they have the Knights of Columbus, who have a membership drive. The Knights is an organization of men who give themselves 100%. They help out the parish, the community. Every month they give a special donation to some charity, never looking to get back what they give. Many other groups go to them for help when they need it. For instance, in November at the county courthouse, there, I believe, are 12 foster kids that finally found parents. And they asked the Knights if they can supply coffee donuts for them, and the Knights willingly are doing it. They give out themselves, and that's what we should do, give ourselves. So for those men who are interested in getting involved in something, I'll be back here with some other Knights members at the table to sign you up and get you to know what the Knights are. Like I said, in the bulletin, there are a lot of other ministries that you can join. Ministries for men only, for women only, for couples, for children. They have the youth group. When you serve your parish, you're serving God. And when you're serving, indirectly, others are noticing you that you're serving, and you're shown by example. So put it in your prayers. Think about it. Think about serving God through his church. And another way to serve God, and they're going to be speaking about it shortly, is the mission that the diocese have in Santo Domingo. By contribution to support that mission out there for the needy that they're going to talk about. So I want to present Debbie to come up here and talk to you about the mission Sunday.